Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Allies, by Christy Golden. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Chapter 1. Aboard the Jade Shadow. Ben wondered if he'd be his father's age before things started going right for him on any basis other than what appeared to be happy accidents. Then he wondered if he'd be older than his dad. True, he'd had a couple of uneventful years after the war, but then his father got arrested and exiled for a decade. Jedi who had spent formative years on shelter in the Maw, and yes, Ben was among that number, how reassuring was that little fact, started going crazy. Ben and Luke had learned about some creepy, powerful being with dark, slithery mental tendrils of need, who was probably responsible for the crazy Jedi and had been going to pay her a visit inside the Maw when they abducted a Sith, one that was definitely easy on the eyes, but who was nonetheless a Sith. From a whole planetload of them, no less. A Sith who is still with them right now, standing and smirking at them, while nearly a dozen frigates crammed with her pals surrounded them. Yeah, he would definitely be older than his dad. Luke had followed the instructions given by the unnamed, unseen Sith commander of the Black Wave, placing the Shadow in a parking orbit around Dathomir. There was no other choice. Not with 11 Chase Master frigates ready to open fire.
A wise decision, Vistara said. I'm fond of my own life, so I'm glad you're cooperating. But if you had attempted to flee, they most certainly would have destroyed you.
Luke eyed her thoughtfully. Clearly, he wasn't so sure.
So, Ben continued, what are they going to do with us? Are we going to be the main attraction at some kind of Sith ritual party?
I have no idea.
Vistara said. She might be lying through her teeth. She might be telling the truth. Ben simply couldn't be sure.
Your cooperation is appreciated, Master Skywalker, came the voice that had first hailed them.
Ben and Luke exchanged puzzled glances. Of course, Vistara had told them who was holding her captive, but why the courtesy and respectful title?
I am High Lord Sarasu Talon, commander of this force. Your reputation precedes you. We have studied you and your son a great deal.
I wish I could say the same, Luke said. I know nothing about you and your people, High Lord Talon.
No, you don't. But I am prepared for that to change. Somewhat. Your vessel carries a Z-95 headhunter.
It does, Luke said. I presume you're about to ask me to come over to your flagship and chat over a nice glass of something.
You and Vistara, yes. You will have to turn her back over to us, of course. But there is no reason we can't be civilized about this.
No thanks, Luke said. Anything you have to say to me can be said at a distance. Vistara isn't the worst companion I've ever traveled with. I think I'll let her stay with us for a while longer.
Ben looked again at the Sith girl. His father was right. She wasn't the worst companion he'd ever traveled with.
Let us revisit that subject in a moment. As I'm sure you know by now, Apprentice Vistara Kai has done a commendable job of keeping us informed of what has transpired. We are aware that you are having difficulty with certain Jedi who are fostered inside the Maw. We believe this is due to the intervention of a being known to us as Abeloth, whom Vistara encountered. Many of our own apprentices are displaying the same symptoms as your younger Jedi.
Your younger Sith were in the Maw as well?
No, but such identical displays of aberrant behavior cannot be attributed to anything else.
Ben was skeptical, but there was so much they didn't know yet. His father's blue eyes met his, and he shrugged slightly. It was possible.